You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Pop quiz, everybody. Put your stuff away. Come on, no whining. You've done your reading. This should be an easy one.
Welcome, everybody. It is the holidays, so instead of our normal episode this week, we are going to do something a little special. I have written a quiz for my co-hosts. It is called Prove to Me How Well You Know Sassy, and the stakes are no stakes. Who knows Sassy better, Dave or Pam?
Is there a handicap here at all for the boy?
No, we expect you were paying attention to things from the issues. These are only questions about the first 11 issues that we have covered to date.
All right.
March 88 to January 89. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm very nervous.
All right, Dave, you are up first. What kind of cookies did Sassy recommend making for Thanksgiving? Looking for the name of a fruit.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to remember if there were, I know there were persimmon cookies.
Yes.
But I believe it was like secret persimmon cookies or something like
that. No, they were just persimmon cookies.
But they mentioned there's some sort of descriptor at some point for those.
I don't recall. Like I just had persimmon, but you're right. You're off to a great start, Dave. Pamela.
Oh God.
Name one of the What He Said guys from the first 11 issues, so not the one we just finished talking about before we recorded this.
Mm-hmm. You mean like Peter DeLuise?
That's exactly what I mean. He was
Tony
one.
O'Dell.
Tony Justin O'Dell was one. Look who's showing off.
This is me fronting it, Dave.
For fun, can you name any of them, Dave?
Yeah. Ken Olber?
Yes. He was one. Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, Dave. We saw Dallas star Jack Scalia sitting on a motorcycle in an extremely cool ad. What was that ad for?
Masculinity.
Partial credit.
Cecil?
Yes! I would have just accepted jeans, but he knows the brand. Damn.
Only because I asked during the podcast how to pronounce it because my brain kept on going to, what's the soap? What's the shampoo?
Oh, Vidal Sassoon.
Sassoon. I always wanted to say Sassoon.
Yes. All right, this one, Pam, is multiple choice.
Okay.
Where did they shoot the fashion spreads? There were two different swimsuit spreads in the May issue. Was it St. John, St. Martin, Jamaica, or the Bahamas?
St. John?
St. John is correct. Good memory. David T. Cole.
Yeah.
What is the sassiest girl in America's first name? This is the one from the magazine, not the one we picked.
Fuck. All right. Give me a sec. I know it's the name of an antique store.
That's
I remember
right.
that part. Oh, shit. Is it? I don't think I'm going to get it right on. Is it Renna?
Oh, close. Rinnan.
Rinnan.
That end on the
dang.
End. All right, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
What future star of superhero movies is profiled in the premiere issue, March 88?
This is a person.
Yes.
Who's profiled?
Yes, it's not Groot. I'll give you that hint.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And will be a superhero person.
Yes.
Oof. In the first issue. Paul Rudd?
I know.
Dave.
I don't get anything for it though, right?
I'll allow steals. Why not?
Okay. This is Robert Downey Jr.
That's correct.
But wait, Pam, would you have known the first name of the sassiest girl in America?
No. No, not until you said Rinna, because I know it's like Lisa, Rinna.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got another multiple choice here for Dave. Dave, which one of these was not a one-to-watch subject. George Newbern, Jonathan Ward, Brian Krause, Chris Young.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, once more.
George Newbern.
Yeah, he was in it.
Jonathan Ward.
Not sure.
Brian Krause.
Wait, he was. Yeah, okay, Brian Krause.
Chris Young.
Brian Krause.
Correct. That actually is an actor. He was like young at the time. He went on to be in Charmed. Damn. Good job, Dave.
Thanks.
Pam, mm-hmm. What titular candy killed the diabetic in Christina's short story?
Oh, God. Or is it jelly beans? Or was it like a hot tamale? I think she ate too many jelly beans. Oh, titular, because that was the name of the jelly beans.
Jelly beans is correct.
The story was not called a hot tamale.
All right, Dave.
Yes.
What's the full name of the second man to join the Sassy staff?
Ooh. Second man to join the Sassy staff.
Yes. He was profiled in Diary.
Yeah. I'm not going to remember his name, so I'm just going to throw something else that my brain went to. Okay. Don't know why. It's Paul.
That's not correct. Pam, do you want to steal? Do you know his name?
I think it's Mike, but I don't remember his last name.
Partial credit. It's Mike okay. Flaherty.
Flaherty.
All right, Pam. Mm. Which of these was not a problem experienced by the protagonist of a sassy short story? Your choices are mentally ill mother, alcoholism, rebellious toes, handful of jizz.
The answer, shockingly, is B, alcoholism.
That's correct.
Once again, my favorite Clint Eastwood of Western is handful of jizz.
Full of jizz.
All right, we'll give you each one more question, and then we'll have a score break. Dave.
Yes.
Which photographer has shot almost every cover?
Yeah. I know his last name. I'm trying to remember what his first name is. I'm having trouble naming his first. Are we doing Jeopardy rules?
Yeah,
can I
Jeopardy
just say
rules
last name? Southam.
Correct. Pam, what's his first name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Andy.
Speaking of photographers, Pam.
Aha! Update. Well, Perfect persimmon Thanksgiving cookies.
I said in the question, looking for a name of a fruit.
I'm just saying, okay. I was right. There was a descriptor, and it was perfect.
Okay. Pam.
Secret is what you remembered.
No, I said I remembered there was a descriptor, and I did not remember what that was.
All right, it's time for Pam's question, which yes. is, speaking of photographers.
Okay, you can do it, Pam.
What's the name of the photographer who shot Jason Bateman and once listened to his car speakers?
Jonesy?
Oh!
Wait.
Damn. Good guess.
Oh, no, it's... Oh, no, it's on the tip of my brain. It's like, fuck. I'm not going to remember, but it's something
Spike?
That ends with an O.
Yes.
It's like Dano.
Jocko.
No. It's Dino.
Dino.
D-A-N-O.
Dino. Damn it.
All right, let's get those scores.
Dang.
We are halfway through this quiz.
We are halfway through, and Dave is killing it with 6 and a partial. Pam has 4 and a partial.
All right.
I'm sorry. Dave has 5 and a partial. Five
okay.
and a partial.
So it's not that far apart. It's 4 versus 5.
Yeah, so it's 4 versus 5.
Dave.
Yes?
What is Glemby?
What is Glemby?
Yeah.
I mean, are we asking existential questions now, or are you asking what sort of retail outfit is?
Yes,
is it?
The latter.
Well, first of all, Glemby is the
state of mind, of course. We
friends
all know.
We made along the way.
Yes.
That is a hair salon chain.
That's correct. Good job. Pam, good job, more multiple choice for you. Okay. Which of these was not the subject of a full-length profile? I'm just going to spoil it right now. Handful of jizz is not an option this time. Which of these was not the subject of a full-length profile? Justine Bateman, Jill Goodacre, Ricky Lake, Amanda Peterson.
B, Jill Goodacre.
That is correct. Dave.
Yes.
Which soap opera star's overbearing mother did Christina meet at his home on, where else, Long Island?
I'm going to answer son of, mother of, Brian Bloom.
All right, Pam. Mm-hmm. Two celebrity profile subjects were notable for not actually participating in their profiles. Name one of them.
Tiffany.
Correct. Can you name the other one?
I don't know why I was about to say Rick Springfield. That can't be it.
I said it in the recording before this. I'm going to buzz you out.
The other one. Yeah.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That's just, I was seeing all the denim and I said Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Dave.
Yes.
Who is Sarah Walker? S-A-R-A Walker.
She is the she is the intern for a day person. No.
Nope.
Oh, shit. I know what it is now. Damn it.
What is it, Dave?
Well, it's Pam's to steal.
Okay, no, Pam, do, can you steal? No. What is it, Dave?
It's the girl that came up with the title Sassy. That's correct. For the magazine.
Damn it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. That evened things up.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see what happens after this. There are hardly any questions left. Pam, what's the name of Debbie Gibson's makeup brand?
Makeup brand? Did you hear the lawn guys? Is it bothering everybody? I'm so sorry. Debbie
Good
Gibson's
stalling,
makeup.
Bam.
Debbie Gibson's makeup brand is, I can see it. It's
Do you guys
brand?
Love beef stroganoff too?
God damn it. And then this thing, and there's always an essay that she didn't write, and it's like high natural beauty. It's youthful glow, young, pretty makeup, shimmer, glitter. What is it?
I'm going to buzz you out.
Dave, go ahead.
Dave, do you know?
Natural. Wonder.
Yes, it is.
Dave.
Ads. More ad questions, please.
We were not equal. You are now 8 and I am 6.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, we're in the home stretch now. Dave, name one of the on-the-road locations from the first 11 issues.
Just one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go with hometown Austin.
Austin is correct.
Yeah, I thought she'd hot potato that one with us.
I thought we have to end like 3 or something like that at least.
Sure.
So, okay, wait, how many are 11?
They're 11.
All right, let's see if we can collectively get them all. Austin, Tempe.
Yep.
Chicago, that's 12, right? That's
Chicago
not,
was issue 12, so that's
okay.
It's not
Wabash.
Yep.
What was the one in Maine? Portland?
Lexington.
Lexington, yeah. That's 5.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 left. Omaha was not one. Buzz.
Oh, it's
Pam's out.
Sorry.
Oh.
Pam's out. I didn't know we were. I thought we were just doing the thing.
We are.
Sorry, Pam. You cannot no longer
no,
contribute.
No, you can. Stakes are no stakes, so I don't care. I'm being very loose with the scoring.
Miami.
Yeah. Yep.
There's one in West Virginia, but I don't remember the name of the city.
There's Vienna, but I think that's in Virginia.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's four left.
I don't know. No, I don't think I can get
it. Salt Lake City, Boston, Honolulu, Beverly Hills.
Oh, Honolulu. I forgot that one. All right.
Pamela. The second It Happened to Me column was by a girl who had a movie shoot at her house. What was the movie?
Rain Man.
Rain Man is correct. Dave.
Yes.
Catherine reported on the students at a girls' boarding school. Was it called, this is multiple choice, Chilton, Eastland, Constance Billard, or Emma Willard?
Okay, so it was, can you read that full question for me? One
yes,
more time.
Catherine reported on the students at a girls' boarding school.
Yeah.
Was it called Chilton, Eastland, Constance Billard, or Emma Willard?
I think it was Eastland. Damn.
That's the school from Facts of Life.
Damn.
Pam, do you know? Can Chilton? You steal? What?
Is it Chilton? Chilton?
Pam, that's the school from Gilmore Girls.
That's why it was in my head.
No, it's Emma Willard.
God damn it!
Constance Billard is the school from Gossip Girl.
Constance Billard. That's a real Mary Dolores right there.
Yeah. Pam, name one of the subjects of the tear-out posters from the first 11 issues. There are four possible options. Just need to name one.
Johnny Depp?
Correct.
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix was one, yep. And there's two R-E-M. More. R.E.M., yep.
Wait, does the calendar count?
No.
No.
Was it U2?
No.
No. You want to guess?
Yeah, still thinking. Keanu Reeves?
It wasn't nope. Keanu that hasn't
Keanu's
come out yet.
Coming up this year. Okay. It was INXS.
Oh.
Ah, yes. That.
All right, Dave.
Yes.
Name one of the bands in Australian Bands Are Cooler. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 options.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember the name of the band that does the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Breakaway. I know everything else about it.
Yes.
This is not my answer. I'm just thinking out loud. It was like Big Pig or something like that. But
it's
I'm not
Big
sure.
Pig. I'm going to give it to you. It's Big Pig, Pig.
Dave, it's Big Pig.
Okay. But let me just give my answer. I was going to use as a backup to see if I was also remembering it from the same article.
Yeah.
The Divinyls?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's one other band that you reference a lot that was also in this. I'm surprised you didn't go there first.
Midnight Oil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pam, can you name any of the other three bands?
Sorry, that's what you have to say whenever. Thank you, Dave. No.
Okay. The other three bands are Paul Kelly and the Messengers.
Wait. Okay. That was the one that used to be the something in the
Colored
Girls.
And the Colored Girls or something. And then The Church and Ice House. Pam. Mm. What future star of superhero movies appears in ads for Maybelline Great Lash Mascara? In like 7 issues in a row.
Okay. This is someone that I should know, is what you're saying?
We talked about... I'll say her. Mm. I'll give you that hint. Ooh. It's a woman.
Yes, it is. I assume it's a woman if they're going to keep using her lashes. And she's not like Brooke Shields. And
superhero in my heart. Maybe,
yeah, she's and she's not like Julia Roberts or Gwyneth Paltrow. So
5, 4.
I don't know.
Oh, countdown.
I don't.
Okay,
I
Dave,
don't
do you know?
Is it Famke Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's not a person. Boy, Dave is wow! pulling away.
Pam's saying away fuck the Netherlands, apparently. Mm. All right. David T. Cole.
Yes.
Who are Nico Kelly, Colton Shore, Cord Roberts, and Max Holden?
They are the stars of ABC daytime soap operas.
They are. They have achieved Max Holden. They can't hold anything else. Pam.
Ugh.
Question number 26. Are virgins okay. cool?
Yeah.
That's correct, according to the headline.
Wow.
Dave.
Yes.
Vernal you, Utah yeah. comes up in stories in 2 different issues. Name one of them.
Oh. Like, sorry, what is the question? Name the story?
The
story or
name one of the stories and you can describe it if you can't remember the
all
exact
right.
headline.
All right. Let me just workshop this through. I'm not going to get the story. Well, okay. I know what they are. I know both of them. The what I believe is the first one written, but the second one published is the Outward Bound story.
That's correct.
Where they meet there.
There's no MTV in the wilderness. Correct.
But the first appearance of it is in an issue before it in the let's all pass this paper around and make a shitty story
That's
amongst
correct.
All us and the staff, which is like the greatest holiday ever or something like
it's
that.
It's a wonderful story.
A wonderful story.
That's correct.
Good job, Dave.
Pam. Mm. Multiple choice again. Which of these okay. was not the theme of a fashion editorial story?
Pam, are virgins yeah. still cool?
Pam, here are your options. Yes. Fashion editorial
is that
subject.
His stomach? Okay.
Tie-dye, layering, suede, skiing.
Now, even though I didn't understand the layering layout, I do know it happened. And I do know there was suede. There's just tie-dye all over the place. And I don't remember skiing. So I'm going to say skiing.
Skiing is correct. Dave.
Yes.
Multiple choice for you.
Okay.
Which was not a making it project?
Oh, boy.
Turn a prom dress into separates. Turn sweater sleeves into a scarf. Sew bells to a sweater. Fill your hand with jizz. Just kidding. The last one is make fabric rosettes.
B, the one about sleeves into scarves.
That's correct. But it seems like it could be, right?
Kinda.
I would
think more like a hat.
Right.
Today I learned how to take a pair of jeans and turn it into a ball of yarn. So when you need to know that to survive,
okay,
call me up.
On the phones that no longer work. Apocalypse.
I just mean from the other room, because I'm invited to your bunker, right?
Right. All right, we're almost done. I know Pam has to go. Pam, which staffer supplied most of the stories about fighting with a sister?
Oh.
Elizabeth.
Correct.
Yeah, nice.
All right, these are your last questions. Okay. Where are our scores right now?
Well, I've given Dave some extra points because he's really killing it. Like, he just knows everything. It's like he listens to this thing over and over again to make sure it's perfect before he puts it out for you to hear.
And puts together graphics for featuring.
It's almost like he has to talk about it every single fucking day. So Dave has, let's see real fast, 10, 15, 38,000 points.
Wow.
And I have 10 and a half.
Okay. Right.
11 and a half, 11 and a half. All but right. It's anybody's game.
All right.
Dave.
Yeah. What are these questions worth?
There's a fourth one. Let's not be silly. Right. Actually, I'm going to take that back. It's worth one for Dave, and then Pam's is worth 10.
Okay.
Ooh.
Dave.
Yeah.
Pam is creeped out by a cosmetic ad featuring four blonde models, one of whom is a child, staring unnervingly at the camera. What brand is this ad for?
Shit.
Yeah, that is scary.
Revlon?
Yes! All right, Pam, it all comes down to this.
Sure.
Sassy debuted in March 1988. Where did you live?
Oh, no!
Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for coming.
Everywhere. Pretty sure.
Just say, Pam, I'm just telling you right now. Just say my house and leave it there.
My house. I lived in my house. It was
she's right.
In a town.
Tara,
yay!
When she's right, she's right.
She's right.
I can't get it wrong. I lived in misery.
I had a tiebreaker in case we needed it. Sounds like we didn't. Guys, just shout it out when you know it.
Okay.
What was Hitler?
Wacko.
Yes.
Wacko.
And that's it. Thanks for playing my quiz, guys. Maybe
thanks,
we'll do
Tara.
This again in 11 more issues.
Yay, Dave, sassiest boy in the sassy lands. Happy holidays, everybody.
Natural wonder.